Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A dramatic event occurred during the trial of Sandra Merritt. This is the civil trial that is continually ongoing in San Francisco, and it's regarding the so-called Lamborghini abortionist. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Harry Mehad, our chief litigation counsel, began the opening statement by using the words, "I want a Lamborghini." Now, it's very important in your opening statement to be able to actually present the evidence that supports your opening statement. And it was the beginning words of his opening statement. And it refers to a woman, a doctor, who is shown on a videotape saying that she wanted a Lamborghini, and she was saying that in the context of negotiating higher prices for baby body parts. In other words, she's negotiating higher prices and she wants a Lamborghini, and that's why she's talking about higher prices. Well, the problem, Holly, is that the judge in this case has really throttled our attempt to bring out the truth. He's really given a lot of advantage to Planned Parenthood for these videos to not be shown to the jury. The judge doesn't want the video shown to the jury, which is astonishing because it is the videos that form the basis of this lawsuit. Planned Parenthood alleges that these videos were recorded, that the conversations were confidential, and that they should receive damages as a result of those recordings. But the judge does not want the videos shown. So that means, how are we going to get out this information to the jury? Well, one of the individuals was on the stand, Dr. Mary Gatter. She's the former medical director of Planned Parenthood in Los Angeles. And Dr. Gatter is the one who was on the video talking about the Lamborghini and the higher prices for these baby body parts. What the judge said to the Planned Parenthood attorneys is that none of the videos would come into evidence, or you couldn't even discuss the videos. In other words, we couldn't even ask the witnesses about what was said in the videos if the person on the witness stand does not refer to anything in the content of the video. In other words, if they just say, "I was videotaped, I'm anxious, I'm afraid because of the videotape, etc., then we're not able to talk about what the videotape was actually about. But on the stand, Dr. Gatter made a big mistake, and she referred to something she said, that she was concerned about something she said on the video.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, this whole case is really challenging, as you said, to be able to have a trial on the videos without being able to show the evidence. So, but God, you know, has a way to work these things out. And of course, in this actual video, Sandra and David Dalyden were negotiating prices of the sale of baby body parts with this doctor. Let's use that term lightly. And she's saying, you know, "Well, how much would I want? Well, you know, I really want a Lamborghini." So that gives you an idea of her greed that is involved in this kind of business.
Yeah, she wants a very high-priced car, a Lamborghini.
Right.
And that's why she wants more money for these baby body parts. And so what she did was she made a mistake on Planned Parenthood's part because she opened the door to be able to talk about what it was that she's referring to. When she said this, no doubt the Planned Parenthood attorneys realized what happened because she referred to something that she said on the video. Well, that allowed our side, Harry Mehad, who represents Sandra Merritt, to actually ask her, "Well, what was it that you were talking about?" Eventually, Dr. Gatter had to say that she said, quote, "I want a Lamborghini," close quote. And then he said, "And that was in the context of you negotiating higher prices for baby body parts for sale. And she had to admit yes.
Right.
So that was a stunning change in this. And it actually links up the actual testimony now to what was actually stated in the opening statement. None of this would be very difficult if the judge would simply give a fair playing field and allow the videos. I mean, goodness, the videos are the basis for Planned Parenthood's lawsuit. And yet the judge doesn't want the jury to see the videos because obviously when the jury sees a video, they're going to see the truth, and there's no way Planned Parenthood would win this trial. So the judge has protected Planned Parenthood from having these videos shown. In this case, the video wasn't shown, but at least the content of the video was discussed. And this really shows, Holly, how they have been motivated by greed. Right. They're talking about selling, trading, bartering, exchanging human baby body parts for higher prices so that this doctor and others like her could get a Lamborghini?
Yeah, it's just horrific, Matt. You know, but God makes a way for the truth to be revealed in the situation, because she was trying to argue that the videos had been edited, which they weren't. And she said, well, you left all the good parts out. You only put the bad parts in. And so Harry, you know, followed up on that. And he said, well, what exactly are you talking about? The bad parts were left in. And then she kind of stumbled and said, well, I guess I said I wanted a Lamborghini. So that right there was the truth. And it shows the jury and the world what this is really all about, the greed.
Yeah, Dr. Gatter actually admitted on the stand, and it's actually certainly revealed in the video. The video wasn't able to be seen by the jury, but the testimony was still good. And it really was shocking because she admitted that she is negotiating prices that Planned Parenthood would charge for baby body parts. She's doing this at a cocktail reception, at an outdoor pool, and another reception in a hotel mezzanine, and at a restaurant, among other places of public accommodation. Gatter admitted in these events, at the cocktail lounges and the restaurants and elevators, they're all public places. She also had to admit that this discussion, I want a Lamborghini, was in the context of negotiating prices for human livers, thymus, brains, hearts, lungs, and other baby body parts during her conversation. And they're immediately, while the mother is still recovering from the anesthesia.
Many times with the baby still alive.
Sometimes while the baby's still
alive.
The heart's beating. They're cutting open that baby to get these fresh baby body parts, putting them in coolers, and sending them on express delivery trucks to the third-party seller, which then turns them right over to the purchaser, the end user, which could be a university like Stanford University as an example. While the mother is still recovering, the baby body parts have already left the abortion facility. They're looking for parts of the body that don't have any kind of poisons. So in other words, that means they're not injecting any poison, any kind of chemical into the baby to kill it, because they don't want to do research on these body parts that have certain kinds of chemicals already in them that has actually taken the life of the baby, meaning that these babies oftentimes are born alive so they can get fresh organs for sale. This is the horrendous situation in this Planned Parenthood situation. A lot of this is being shielded from the jury, however. So pray for this case, that the jury will be able to see glimmers of truth, just like what happened here. Planned Parenthood is putting Sandra Merritt on trial and David DeLayden. But this testimony really reveals Planned Parenthood. They are the ones on trial. Pray that the jury will see the truth, that the truth will be revealed. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org, and we have a special page just on this case, lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra. Pray for our team, pray for Liberty Counsel, pray for Sandra and David, and pray that the jury will ultimately see the truth and justice will prevail. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website and support the ministry, because this case is exceptionally expensive. lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.